We're considering Parashas Pekudei. Pekudei is an assessment and accountancy of the various items for the Mishkan. But we know that there is an interesting understanding when Hashem told us to make a Mishkan. Hashem says, "V'shachanti b'soichom," and I will dwell not just in the Mishkan that you build, but it's in the plural. "V'shachanti b'soichom," I will dwell in them, in the Mishkan of each Jewish person. And the question is raised, well, how do you do that? How do we become a vessel, a container, a medium for Hashem's light to shine through and feel comfortable within us as the Mishkan for Hashem? How do you make yourself into an abode for Hashem? So we're told there are two processes, and they're called in the Aramaic Ischapio and Ischapio. Ischapio means to discipline yourself, to be able to take all your negative tendencies, your potential addictions, and to be able to discipline yourself to the point that you subdue them. You ensure that they are subjugated. And then the second step is to transform the tendency that gave rise to that negative inclination, to transform it to the positive. So that, for example, if a person finds himself or herself doing gossiping, for example, so you have to discipline yourself to stop the gossip, move away from wherever gossip is taking place, but then you have to train yourself also to only say positive things, which is a second activity. So the first one is disciplinary, holding back, and the second one is positive flow. In so doing, we build out of ourselves a Mishkan, a place that Hashem would want to live within. So let's do a little meditative exercise that will allow us to begin that process. Gently close your eyes and just focus on your breath, gently breathing in and breathing out, and try to breathe in and out through your nose, because then you can be aware of cool air entering and warmer air exiting. Breathe in and out through your nose. Cooler air entering, warmer air exiting. I want you to bring to mind your home. And let's assume that your home is a house, and leading out from your front door, there are two pathways, two paths of exit. And they consist of stepping stones in each case, large stepping stones embedded in the soil. Let's consider one of these pathways. And each one of those stepping stones on this pathway is some aspect of negativity that you would like to get rid of. Things about yourself that you don't like. So the first stepping stone, that might consist of sweet tooth, overeating sweets. And the next stone might be you enjoy carbs, 7-layer chocolate cake. And maybe the third stone is you enjoy hearing gossip, what's happening to the next person. And then figure out a fourth and fifth stone on that pathway that pertains specifically to you. What negative trait would you like to discipline, eliminate? And see these dark black stones as a pathway leading out. Now take a sledgehammer. You walk out and you're going to break every single one of these stones on this path. Walk out. Let your energy go. Swing hard. Break each stone. Till they're no longer recognizable. And then you'll rake it away, get rid of all the pieces of stone, and cultivate the earth there, growing grass. And instantly, in your mind, it's gone. And now you're going to step out on another set of stones, the ones that are left now. And these are very good stones, beautiful stones, marble stones. And the first stone, you eat wisely. You don't overeat. And the second stone, you speak only positive things. And the third stone, allow yourself only to watch, see those things that are wholesome and good, rather than exploitative. And then nominate the next few stones, doing mitzvahs, studying Torah, and all the things that derive from them. And go back to the front porch and just look at the beauty of those stones. They may be irregularly shaped. They shine. And that's your new pathway. The stones of your Mishkan. You will become a fitting abode for Hashem to live in. And gently open your eyes, coming back and committing to realizing this dream.